What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 48 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Sower, Seed, and Soil. Craig Blomberg once wrote, "A parable was not just a story about human activity, but also a narrative of heavenly reality." Our text for today is from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." That same day tells the vital setting of Matthew 13. As Jesus tells this parable, it is the same day as Matthew 12, 9 through 14, when he heals a man's withered hand in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Because the healing took place on the Sabbath, the Pharisees began plotting how to destroy Jesus. Matthew 12, 15 tells us Jesus was aware of this, so he withdrew outside the synagogue, where he quoted Isaiah before healing a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute in Matthew 12, 15 through 32. The religious leaders accused Jesus of conspiring with Satan. Jesus reveals the error of their ways by sharing the analogies of someone binding up a strong man and a tree being known by its fruit. The Pharisees do not understand Jesus' teachings and instead ask for a sign. Christ is throwing out the seed of his word, but it is falling on the shallow, hard soil of the Pharisees' hearts. So on that same day, the Sabbath, Christ tells the parable found in Matthew 13, 1 through 9. Jesus often spoke through parables. Parables were earthly stories with eternal truths. Bruce Barton shares additional insight into the setting of this parable. So that same day, Jesus began teaching a series of parables about the kingdom of heaven. Prior to this time, he had spoken clearly, but he used parables to get listeners to think. These parables hid the truth from those who had their minds already made up, having already chosen to reject Jesus. Those who truly wanted to know Jesus and listened carefully would understand his words. Chapter 13 includes 7 different parables. In verses 1 through 23 is the parable of the sower and the soils, focusing on receptivity to the gospel message. Verses 24 through 35 are three little power parables about the weeds, seeds, and leaven. Verses 44 through 50 are three end time parables about the treasure in a field, the pearl, and the net. Christ began this parable by stating, "A sower went out to sow." The rest of the parable reveals that the sower sowed seeds in four types of soil. We will discover the whole meaning of this parable in tomorrow's devotion when Jesus explains it. Yet, for now, we notice that there are several essential parts to this parable. There's a sower, seed, and soil. The seed and the sower are the same in each instance. The only variable is the different types of soil. As believers in Jesus Christ, we plant seeds of salvation each time we share our faith. Imagine that as you go through each day, you have a bag of seeds in your hand. As you go along your way, you are throwing seeds out everywhere you can. Your job is not to test the soil. Your responsibility is to scatter the seed. We cannot save anyone. However, we can plant seeds that God can harvest later as saved souls. A farmer will never see a harvest unless he plants the seeds. We will never see souls saved if we don't get the seeds out of our hands and into the soil of people's hearts. God has implanted the gospel message in every heart that He saves. We are to share the good news so that others can become part of God's harvest. Some questions to consider. How are you scattering the seeds of salvation by sharing your faith? Have you ever not shared your faith with someone because you thought they weren't ready to receive it? Why is it critical that God calls us to sow seeds, not test soils? And finally, with what you have learned today, why do you think Jesus shared this parable on this particular day? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.